And 2018, the fund, page 7, financial statement showed a $303,000 loss versus the 2019 statement showing a $631,000 gain. So that's a $900,000 swing in 1 year. On the page 4 statement of activity, the previous year, instead of $159,000 loss, which is what you got for the current year, had a $711,000 loss. So it had a $552,000 swing to the positive as well. So definitely going in the right direction. Still, though, on the statement of activities, it shows $159,000 loss. The big swing in those activities is shown on page 6. This is the reconciliation of the balance sheet of governmental funds, which is the fund financial statements, with the statement of net position, which is the government-wide statement. And the second number from the bottom shows a $4,500,000 negative number. Nearly that entire number is related to your pension obligation, either the pension itself or your other post-employment benefits, which is health insurance liability. And that same number from 2018 was only $3,800,000. So you had a $739,000 increase in those liabilities for the current year. So that accounts for the majority of the swing between the $600,000 gain and the $150,000 loss.